This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Live in Times Square, this is Good Morning America.
Good morning, America. Happy Thanksgiving. It is officially Turkey Day.
It sure is.
It's so good to be here with Janae and Whit this morning. We have a lot to get to, including the World Cup. The U.S. hoping for an upset as it prepares to take on England. And this morning, star Timothy Weah is talking about scoring that electrifying first goal. He's joining us live.
You were so excited you said to catch that goal.
By accident, I saw it.
Still cheering. And we are in the holiday spirit. Ginger is in Philadelphia for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And we're live on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route here in New York. We'll check in with all of them this morning.
Plus, it's Thanksgiving, so we've got to talk about the food. And our three chefs are ready to solve your Thanksgiving problems. There they are, David Rose, Jamika Pessoa, and Lorena Garcia are live. First, though, as we mentioned, a lot to cover this morning. We begin with the Thanksgiving weather and Ginger tracking the storms that could impact your weekend plans. So, Ginger, good morning to you. Not as bad as we've seen in the past, but still some areas to watch.
Yes, still one of the quietest maps that we've seen in more than a decade. I had my team check, but there are a couple of places, especially today, where we had the heavy rain, and now it has ramped up to thunderstorms that could be on the edge of severe. So that's where I'd like to start, and that includes Houston. It includes east of Dallas, northern Louisiana, southwestern Arkansas. So anybody on the roads there, if you're 10 or 40 and getting through some of those states, I just want you to watch that system. Here's what's going to end up happening. It is going to move to the north and east. So eventually, Atlanta will be getting rain Friday morning. So that's for Black Friday itself. Travel on 75 or 95 will have a couple of spurts on Friday. In the Northeast, we'll have just kind of showery action on Black Friday. But it's Sunday, where I think a lot of places, a lot of people hit the road, especially middle of the day. The timing here for the heavier rain on 80 or 90 could slow things down, especially with the volume of traffic at the airports. Any shower is not a shower you'd like. But again, probably one of the better ones we've seen in many years, Eva.
We will count our blessings on this Thanksgiving. Ginger, thanks so much. And if you haven't made it to your Thanksgiving destination, time is running out. Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez is here with what you can expect for the last minute travel rush. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, Eva, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. And it may be Thanksgiving, but believe it or not, there will still be traffic on the roads today. Let's look at the best times to start your drive today. Anytime before 11 a.m. or after 6, just in time for Thanksgiving dinner. For tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, mornings and nights will be best. Gas prices, they keep dropping, now down to $3.58 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's several cents less than yesterday. Prices are still high for Thanksgiving week, but this trend we've been seeing all week long, it's a pretty good sign for now as 49 million hit the road, Eva.
All right, Gio, so what about air travel?
Oh, gosh, well, airports, you've seen them. They've been packed from coast to coast, but we've seen some incredible numbers. Take a look at this. On Tuesday, 2.3 million people were screened at U.S. airports. In 2019, that number was 2.4 million, so very, very close to pre-pandemic levels. On the busiest days, only 4 canceled flights among the major airlines. And listen to this, United had 0 canceled flights. The airlines made major changes after all those problems this summer, and the weather helped quite a bit. But that may not last because Sunday could be the busiest day to fly with everyone coming back home. And we may see, of course, some rough weather in parts of the country, Eva.
All right. Thank you so much, Gio. Now over to Janae.
All right. Now to security at the biggest parade in the country. That, of course, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade here in New York. Some 3 million people are expected to attend, and law enforcement officials say they're pulling out all the stops to keep parade goers safe. ABC's Aaron Katursky is on the parade route this morning. Aaron, good morning to you.
Janae, good morning. As Baby Yoda here gets ready to soar and the parade gets ready to step off, the good news is police say there are no specific threats. But they know this parade could make a tempting target. It's 2.5 miles long, attended by millions. There's a global audience tuning in for the spectacle of giant character balloons, celebrity performers. It really represents the essence of Thanksgiving in America. And since last Thanksgiving, two parades in this country have come under attack. July 4th, Highland Park, Illinois, Troy, a gunman opened fire on spectators and performers. And then last year's Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV driver plowed through. And the security posture here takes into account both of those parade attacks and also the two mass shootings this week in Colorado and Virginia. But WIT police are confident that none of the security measures will detract from this 96-year tradition. WIT?
Well, that is some good news. We know law enforcement will be watching those crowds very closely, Aaron. Thank you. We do want to turn now to the mass shooting at a Virginia Walmart, an employee opening fire at the store, killing six people and injuring at least seven others before taking his own life. His motives are now under investigation as we learn more about the victims. Jay O'Brien is in Chesapeake, Virginia with the latest. Jay, good morning.
WIT, good morning. Flags across the state of Virginia have been lowered to half staff here as many families in this community are waking up on this Thanksgiving without their loved ones, and others are left asking, what could have led to this?
Overnight, a devastated community paying respect to the fallen as the city of Chesapeake, Virginia released the names and photos of those tragically killed in the second mass shooting this week. Those six identified as Lorenzo Gamble, Brian Pendleton, Kelly Pyle, Randall Blevins, Tanika Johnson, and a 16-year-old male whose identity is being withheld because he's a minor. Investigators scouring evidence to determine why 31-year-old Andre Bing opened fire inside this Walmart Tuesday night.
Responded to 402, 1521 Sam Circle at the Walmart for a gunshot wound.
Walmart confirming the alleged shooter was an overnight team lead who'd been employed with the store since 2010. Police say he used a handgun, opening fire in the store's break room, injuring at least seven others before turning the gun on himself.
I didn't know what was going on, so I ran. I just went to the GM entrance. Time stopped. It felt like forever getting out that store.
Brianna Tyler, a coworker, was in the break room when the gunman burst in.
The moment I looked over at my friend, and she was slumped over, her eyes were closed, and there was blood just gushing out of her neck, that's when it kicked in for me, and I was like, oh, this is real. I was like, I have to run. And that's literally all I thought of. And he went in one direction and I just went in the other. And I was just praying the entire time I was running was, I hope he's not behind me.
One of those injured, 24-year-old Jalen Jones, coming off a ventilator Wednesday and now in stable condition. His mother telling reporters the suspect was her son's manager.
He then noticed his manager was looking kind of different. Everybody kind of thought maybe he was just in a mood, but suddenly it changed. It transitioned from the look to now actually seeing a gun. That's when he realized that he was being shot. I'm just thankful that he's alive.
Investigators are still trying to piece together motive. In fact, we just saw federal law enforcement arrive here not long ago, and we spoke with witnesses who say the gunman did not say anything before he opened fire and had a blank stare during the attack. WIT.
Jay O'Brien for us. Thank you. Eva.
Well, now to the latest on the war in Ukraine. Russia unleashing a massive missile barrage targeting multiple cities, knocking out power across the country, including in the capital. Marcus Moore has the latest.
Overnight, much of Ukraine and its capital plunged into darkness and without water after a relentless Russian missile attack. Power plants and residential neighborhoods hit across the country. Surgeons at this hospital in Kyiv forced to operate on a child in the dark when the power went out, continuing the heart surgery with only their headlamps. In Zaporizhia, rescuers pulling survivors from the rubble of a deadly strike on a maternity hospital. Authorities say a doctor and a new mother were rescued, but tragically, her baby, born just 2 days before the attack, did not survive. 75 missiles and drones were fired at Ukraine, according to officials, in one of the largest barrages since the start of the war. The attack including targets from Lviv in the west to Kharkiv in the east, and one rocket landing on this residential building in northern Kyiv, killing at least five people. 16-year-old Vitaly rushed to that scene looking for his friend and a teacher who lived in the building.
It's not like see a photo in the internet. It's a real life.
This is the second time the Russians have targeted this neighborhood in their effort to cripple the country's infrastructure. There's a power plant just a short distance away, and as you can see, Kyiv is in the dark. For weeks, Russia has picked up its attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure. Experts say hoping to demoralize the population and pressure Ukraine to the negotiating table. Ukraine's president says it amounts to war crimes and implored the UN Security Council for more military aid.
Now, teams did make progress overnight in restoring limited power to most of the country, and water services have also been brought back online in many areas. But the threat still looms for millions as Russia targets the country's power grid just as winter is beginning to set in. Guys.
And you can see the snow there behind you, Marcus. Marcus Moore in Kyiv for us. Whit.
Eva, now to the college murder mystery in Idaho, with the person who stabbed four students to death still on the loose. Police now say they'll ramp up security in and around the University of Idaho campus as we learn new details about the investigation. DeMarco Morgan has the latest for us. DeMarco, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. It's been 10 days since police made that gruesome discovery. Still no suspect, no weapon, and no motive. But they are planning to work through the holiday to get this killer off the streets.
This morning, the investigation continues into the mystery murder of four college students in their off-campus home.
Moscow's my home. And I know we won't be defined by tragedy, but how we respond to it.
Police revealing they've collected more than 100 pieces of individual evidence, combed through 1,000 tips, and conducted 150 interviews, hundreds of hours in trying to piece together what led to the gruesome fatal stabbings of Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanaker Nodal, and Ethan Chapin.
Moscow's always been a very safe community. In some ways, this took our innocence.
This after police revealing they were told in interviews that Kaylee had mentioned a possible stalker.
We have followed up looking at specific time frames in specific areas of town. So far, we have not been able to corroborate it, but we're not done looking into that piece of information.
The community still reeling as no suspects have been identified, nor has the murder weapon been recovered, and police unable to provide any clarity as to why they suspect this was a targeted attack.
I just didn't feel like it was very real. We don't usually lock our doors.
And the University of Idaho ramping up law enforcement presence on campus for the foreseeable future.
Nothing I can say will make this better, but please know that we stand with you in wanting whoever is responsible captured and brought to justice.
Now, police are asking anyone, even with the smallest amount of information, to please come forward. Students return to campus next week. Whit?
A long list of questions about this case. All right, DeMarco, thank you. Eva?
Well, now to Amazon, betting in a big way on films for the big screen, reportedly to the tune of $1 billion a year. The news sending movie theater stocks surging. Andrew Dimber is here with more. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, from the big box to the big screen, online retail giant Amazon is going Hollywood. The company reportedly planning to spend $1 billion a year to release films in theaters. According to Bloomberg, Amazon wants to make around a dozen or so movies to be released in movie theaters every year. Of course, Amazon already has Amazon Prime Video, its streaming service, to go along with its movie and television studios, but this would be the most ambitious push into traditional cinema for Amazon yet. If successful, Amazon movies playing in theaters is seen as a big boost for an industry already struggling to get back to pre-pandemic levels, especially with some studios choosing to release projects in theaters and on streaming platforms. Amazon has been upping its stake in the film sector recently. It recently purchased MGM, owns the rights to James Bond and other successful franchises, and spent $13 billion on content for video and music streaming services last year. With that, ABC News has reached out to Amazon, but have not yet heard back. Still, there's a buzz at the box office with this news, especially if other streaming services feel like they are pressured into following suit and putting their movies on the big screen as well. Guys?
Certainly a big billion-dollar bet. Andrew, thank you. Now let's go back to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, where Janice Yu from our New York station, WABC, is tracking the holiday fun as the crowd is starting to line up there along the route. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. A lot of excitement here as we get ready for the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Of course, it's a holiday tradition. There's floats like the Green Giant here behind me. Tom Turkey is over there. And of course, there will be performances, and it wouldn't be the parade without the balloons. And of course, there's some new balloons in the lineup this year. There's Bluey, the lovable dog, as well as Striker, and that's a soccer star for the U.S. men's soccer. soccer team playing in the World Cup. And Stewart, the biggest minion on the block, will be making an appearance as well. And of course, the old-fashioned favorites will be here, like the Smurfs, as well as SpongeBob SquarePants. About 3 million people are expected to line the 2.5-mile route for this American tradition, and they are very excited and ready for things to kick off in just under 2 hours. Janae?
Love that big green giant behind you. Makes me think of spinach.
Right? That's right. Vegetables.
I was like the Baby Yoda balloon, too. Or Grogu.
I was looking at the striker doing the bicycle kick, thinking Whit would try that and hurt himself.
Yeah, probably. That's true. All right, we do want to get to a GMA staple. We love our Thanksgiving 911. We got to get people ready to go for Thanksgiving. So we've got chefs David Rose, Jamika Pessoa, and Lorena Garcia. The sirens are blaring because they're ready to help you out and get the most out of your turkeys. And you've each got a quick tip for us. So let's go ahead and start out with Chef Jamika. What do you got?
All right. So for the crispiest turkey skin you've ever had in your life, give it a blowout. Yes, I want you to use your blow dryer. It sounds crazy. Yes, blow yourself and the turkey out. Yes, because I want you to do the top skin of your turkey about 5 to 10 minutes on the highest setting, and that's going to draw the moisture out of the turkey, not the flesh, just the turkey skin, and it'll brown evenly, and it'll be perfection. Everybody loves a crispy turkey skin, right?
Blow it
perfection.
Out.
Give it a blowout. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, the second one is if your bird is still frozen, the only thing that you can do is drop it in the brine. This will infuse flavor, and at the same time, it's going to make sure that it's defrosted at the perfect temperature.
Thanks, Lorena. And David, what about you?
All right, now, who wants a dry turkey? Not me, not you, not everybody, hopefully, unless you're into that kind of thing. But if you want that nice, moist turkey, you want to make a compound butter. Fresh citrus, fresh herbs, and you separate the skin and the flesh, and you just stuff it right
and
up in there.
And you know, we're running out of time, but we're so glad
butter
to have you guys around. Yes. Chefs 911. They will be back in a minute with all of our last minute tips and tricks.
And much more ahead, including the CEO of the Fresh Market joining us live with last minute shopping advice.
And Becky Worley is here with the Black Friday intel, what you won't see this year, and what deal you should grab right now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome back to GMA. Ginger is at the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade. Look at her working it there, right there on the route with all the excitement. We have much more from Philadelphia and also from here in New York coming up.
Like, is that a jump rope or a lasso? She got kind of like, you know, the cowboy thing going on there too. Yep, more on that ahead. First, though, the top headlines we're following right now. The city of Chesapeake, Virginia, has released the names of the 6 people killed in the mass shooting at the Walmart there. Among the victims is a 16-year-old whose identity is being withheld because he's a minor. Investigators are searching for answers to determine why the longtime store employee opened fire. Also, right now, Thanksgiving storms are on the move this morning. Severe weather headed for the south today, and then a second storm could hit the northeast Sunday, just as people are driving home after the long weekend. And more than 370,000 pounds of turkey and all the traditional fixings have been shipped around the world to give troops a taste of home on Thanksgiving and helping them celebrate the holiday.
Plus, the adventure of Paddingtons. You remember the thousands of gifts left as tributes for Queen Elizabeth? Well, after being carefully collected by royal staff and a nice day at the palace, the teddy bears are about to get a new home. Just earlier, the Queen Consort Camilla helped deliver some of them to a children's charity. the perfect Paddington story.
It is the how the Paddington story goes.
Yes. And we still got a lot more ahead, including Thanksgiving 911, our team of chefs answering your questions. You hear the siren and helping you serve the best holiday dinner. That's coming up.
All right, we've got all the tools and all the tips. That's coming up ahead. Now, though, to something we're all thinking about this Thanksgiving day, of course, the food, right? And if you've saved your grocery shopping to the last minute or need to do a quick food run, the CEO of the Fresh Market, Jason Potter, is here to help out. Jason, good morning to you. It's great to have you.
Well, good morning, all. Thanks for having us today. Happy Thanksgiving.
So the Fresh Market, we know 160 stores across 22 states. Inflation has been so difficult for everyone. What are the best ways people can save money?
Well, we work with our growers, our suppliers, our ranchers to bring you hundreds of specials through the store. So you'll see them well signed, well stocked. We've got member loyalty pricing, and of course, we've got a number of value-based meals. Our little big meal, as an example, is feeds a family of four for $25, and all those products are very high-quality food. So lots of ways to save at the Fresh Market.
Yeah, those are certainly some good deals. We have also reported on the bird flu hitting the turkey population hard this year. How did that impact your inventory, and can shoppers still find turkeys this morning at the last minute?
They can. That bird flu is it's unfortunate timing, and food security is important for all of us. The biggest impact has really been in the sizing. So this year, as people have come back together, they want to have a big gathering. Our largest birds have actually been the best sellers, and that's where the supply is most tight. But you'll still find fresh birds. We have our Fresh Market antibiotic-free turkey still available in our stores, so come on down. We also have a beautiful smoked hickory double-glazed ham, fully cooked. So if you're in a hurry, heat it up, serve it. It's fantastic.
All right. So for those who are heading out to the stores this morning, very last minute here, what are some other tips for how they can get their shopping done and save some money?
Well, you know, we have a whole host of prepared foods, sides. So maybe you need a little more of something or you need some fresh product. All of our product in the store is fresh, made in the store. We've got gifting. So if you're looking for something to bring maybe to your friends, we've got these beautiful tri-pack wines. They go great with turkey. California Reds and Pinot's beautiful. We've got a whole series of baked products here, a colossal apple pie, fresh baked fruit. We've got our famous 1 pound fruit flan. That's a perfect product to bring or to supplement your Thanksgiving meal. It's fantastic. And we'll also prepare beautiful cheese and meat charcuterie boards for you. Just come on in. A lot of those are already made. So if you're in a hurry, you want to come down, we're your source.
All right, Jason, my friend Janae here perked up when she heard the tri-pack wine.
I was going to say, bring that to my house.
Hello, okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Jason, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
This Bella Gloss is beautiful with turkey.
All right. Janae, over to you.
That's for me. All right, now to the Black Friday bargains. With more stores closing their doors on Thanksgiving, our consumer correspondent Becky Worley is here with how you can find the biggest deals on the biggest shopping day of the year. Becky, good morning. I know you're here to break it all down.
Good morning, Janae. Yeah, maybe it was COVID, or maybe it was the worker shortages, or maybe just Black Friday fatigue. But a lot of stores have decided not to open the doors of their physical stores today. We're talking Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Target, all closed. Dick's Sporting Goods, Kohl's, JCPenney, they are not open to shoppers either. Now, all of these retailers are open online today, but here is the big development. Hardly any advertised new deals are dropping as doorbusters on Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not saying the doorbuster is totally dead. That would be a bold pronouncement. But that in-store crush is long gone. The timed online deals, they just didn't get hyped this year. Instead, retailers started their sales as early as October, and the prices were pretty darn good. That does not mean we won't see bigger discounts over the next few days, but stores just haven't promoted those time doorbusters as they did in the past today.
You know, I wonder that if Black Friday is still the Black Friday crush that we have seen in years past, but what discounts are worth paying attention to?
Well, it's still a great time to buy. I mean, the most important advice I have is if you need to buy a tech item, do it before Cyber Monday is over. One example would be a laptop I found. It's an Acer 14-inch touchscreen Chromebook for 100 $179 at Best Buy. That's $200 off what it's been selling at. And I guarantee the price will be higher by Tuesday. And let's talk toys. Adobe's reporting that toys are discounted an average of 30%. Sales online were way up as a result, 172% up. Two fun gift ideas that are on sale. We've got one right here. It's the Lola droid from the Star Wars Obi-Wan connection. And very fun. And then finally, you got your Wakanda Forever claws. So, you know, here we go, guys. These are fun.
Oh.
Right?
Gotta have those. My boy would love those.
Yes.
Very fun.
And Becky will be back with more Black Friday deals in our next hour. I know more on tech, more on toys, all of it.
I see the wheels turning about how you're going to grab those claws.
Yeah, exactly. List coming together.
Coming up, U.S. soccer star Timothy Weah, who scored that electrifying goal in the World Cup opener. He's joining us live. Back now with the World Cup. It's all we're talking about here. It's quickly becoming the tournament of upsets. The latest shocker, Japan, upending perennial powerhouse Germany. And the U.S. is hoping to add to the upsets as it gets ready to take on England tomorrow. Will Reeve is in Doha with the latest. He got the good assignment. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Eva. Yes, I did. It's been chaos on the pitch. First, it was Saudi Arabia in that huge, massive upset over Argentina, and then Germany losing to Japan. Germany was up 1-0 for most of the game, but two quick goals near the end of the game. Japan wins. Their fans elated and also helpful. After the game, they stuck around and helped clean up the stadium, a great gesture from them post-game. Pre-game, a pointed protest from the German starting 11, each of them covering their mouths in response to FIFA's demand that their players not wear that anti-discrimination One Love rainbow armband. Germany, the team, saying in a tweet, in part, human rights are non-negotiable. Denying us our armband is denying us, is the same as denying us a voice. Now, it is Thanksgiving here and back in the U.S., and at the U.S. team hotel in Doha, the team is hard at work preparing for tomorrow's massive match against England. There's been a whole lot of upsets so far in this tournament, so guys, why not us?
And it could be us. And joining us now, who's right beside you, so well, you got to slide out of the way, is U.S. men's national team star Timothy Weah. Tim, it is so good to have you with us this morning. I really enjoyed watching your goal. It was beautiful. We just heard Will talking about the big game tomorrow, the U.S. versus England. So I want to know, what's the mood right now for Team USA?
Man, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, first of all. Happy Thanksgiving. I remember when I was younger, waking up in the morning, I used to watch Good Morning America with my mom, so it's a pleasure to be here. And the vibes are high. The vibes are high. The vibes are high. Everyone's excited. We're ready for the big stage. We're ready for the big moment. So we can't wait.
So, Tim, we got a note. You scored your first goal in a World Cup game against Wales on Monday. It was a beauty. One touch outside of the foot, side net. Lovely. What was that moment like for you?
It was a big moment for myself, my family, my teammates, the whole United States. I mean, as a kid, you know, growing up and playing football, you dream of scoring in a World Cup. You dream of scoring in big moments and helping the team. And, you know, I feel completely blessed and honored to be able to be in this position do that. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
You absolutely did that. And none other than the greatest of all time, Pele, wrote you saying it was a beautiful goal and that you need to keep dreaming. What did that mean to you?
It meant the world to me. I mean, getting a message from an all-time great, one of the greatest to ever do it, is an amazing feeling. I feel blessed to even be in the position where he, you know, felt the need to give me that type of encouragement. I love him, and you know, dreams do come true. So whoever's watching this, all the little boys and girls out there, make sure you believe in yourself, and yeah, your dreams will come true one day.
Really love that message. But speaking of soccer icons here, many of us fans are familiar with your father, the legendary George Weah, who was World Soccer Player of the Year back in 1995. But your dad never got to play in a World Cup. You had dinner with your family after the game. What's it like sharing this experience with him?
It's an amazing feeling. I mean, you know, when he was playing, he didn't get the opportunity to take his country to a World Cup. And now his son's here doing the best I can. So I know he's proud. My dad and mom were going crazy in the stadium. I saw them when I scored. you know, I know they're proud of me. And, you know, I just want to make them proud out here and continue to do well.
not just your parents proud, but the country. And you grew up playing soccer here in the New York area. What message do you have for your extended soccer family in Rosedale, Queens?
Rosedale, Queens, small town boy, came from Rosedale. And, you know, it's a very community vibe. So shout out to everyone that's out there. And I just want to thank them for, you know, always pushing me to be the best I can be. I know I'm representing a whole group of people. I'm representing the community. I love you guys, and I can't wait to come back home and celebrate with you guys.
All right, well, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and we hope you guys all get some turkey as you prepare for your hopefully big win tomorrow.
Big game tomorrow, yep.
And you're representing so well out there. Really incredible talking to him. So coming up here, Tori Johnson is here with Deals and Steals. And next, our Thanksgiving 911 chefs are back answering your questions, including how to keep your turkey from drying out.
Nobody wants a dry turkey.
Important stuff. Back now on GMA with our chefs, David, Jamaica, and Lorena, standing by with the best tips in our Thanksgiving 911 Chef's Firehouse headquarters. Let's get right to it. David, we're starting with you. Carlin on Facebook asked, my turkey's always drying out. Any way to prevent that from happening?
Yes, tips keep coming. What we have right here, you want to inject flavor into it. So you got a marinade, broth, or any type of stock. You put that right into the turkey breast. You ready, Jamaica? Into the turkey. We go, and you just let that go like so. It's going to keep it nice and juicy. And me, I love a good chicken wing, so I don't like them burnt. So I wrap it up, a little bit of aluminum foil, wrap that up. The last 15, 20 minutes, take it off. Perfect turkey wings every single time. Wow. Boom.
All right, next, Laura has a big question for our experts about gravy, posting on Twitter. Do you have any ideas for an alternative sauce for my gravy, my turkey, besides gravy?
Yes. Jamaica. I say, let's sauce it up this year. Get those condiments off your fridge door and mix up like a tangy honey mustard sauce. If you have any leftover herbs, make a chimichurri with parsley and garlic and olive oil. And if you're feeling really spicy, melt some butter, Cajun spices, and lemon and make that Cajun honey butter. Nobody's asking for any gravy this year. Forget the gravy. We don't need it. Cajun butter.
And Brandon, we know you've got some advice for butter. We're going to come back to you because our chefs are sticking around. They aren't going anywhere. Much more ahead to get through your Turkey Day emergencies coming up.
Good morning, America. It's 8 a.m. Turkey Day storms ahead. With millions of people on the move, the severe threat targeting the South. Ginger is tracking that. Plus, celebration security. How police are protecting the biggest Thanksgiving parade in the country. Aaron Katursky is live on the route of the Macy's Parade.
Major development in the case of the American woman who died in Mexico. Police there now issuing an arrest warrant. What the family of Shanquella Robinson is saying this morning.
Celebrating Yellowstone National Park's 150th anniversary. From Old Faithful to the majestic wildlife, how Yellowstone opened its doors again after this year's devastating floods.
And good morning, America, and happy Thanksgiving from all of us, all of you. Very exciting day, right? It's good to be with Eva and Janae, the weekend team in the house.
Loosen up the pants.
I'm already hungry. We haven't even started eating yet. We're going to be doing a lot of that coming up later on this morning. For those who've already logged a lot of time in the kitchen and they're running into trouble, we have three superstar chefs ready to answer the Thanksgiving 911 call. The siren's blaring. They'll be talking turkey coming up in just a bit.
Plus, we're on the routes of two of the best Thanksgiving Day parades in the country. Ginger is in Philadelphia, the oldest parade celebration, and Janice Yu from our New York station WABC is at the biggest, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And now let's check in on the weather for this holiday weekend. Let's go back to Ginger. I saw you jump roping just a little bit ago, Ginger.
And I have finally caught my breath. Thank you, Eva. Good morning, everyone. It is a happy Thanksgiving here in Philadelphia. One of the more mild. I mean, we're above freezing. You know, we'll head into the 50s today. But of course, we cannot go across the whole nation without a problem on Thanksgiving. So I do want to dive right into the severe storms potential. So this is going to be thunderstorms for sure in parts of Northeast Texas, even Houston, back to Austin. It's not just that you could see some damaging winds or an isolated tornado, but from Austin to Houston, if you're traveling, say, on any of the highways there, or 10 or 45, make sure you know that heavy rain would come with these. So an inch plus per hour, you can get flash flooding pretty easily. This then starts to slide to the east, and for Black Friday, if you have plans to travel around through, say, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, that's when you're going to be wanting to watch where this heavy rain is falling, especially south of Atlanta, if you're traveling there on I-75, down into Florida, or north out of it. And then we'll take it into the northeast, because we have some shower action happening on the Friday itself. But then it's more Sunday that I'm concerned about the volume of traffic, both at airports and on big interstates like 95 or 80 or 90, where you've got just even any rain make roads a little slick. So it, again, could be way worse. But hey, as of right now, we've only got trucks and vans in our way. So it's a great Thanksgiving here in Philadelphia, y'all.
Yeah, and I see that truck behind you. It looks like it might have some coffee. That's something to be thankful for this morning.
Yeah, I'm gone. I gotta go.
Ginger, thank you, Whit.
All right, Eva, we do want to turn now to safety at the biggest parade in the country. Of course, we're talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. With about 3 million people expected to attend here in New York, law enforcement officials say they're keeping security tight. Aaron Katursky is right there along the parade route with more on that. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you. Between the marching bands that are now warming up, 1,200 cheerleaders, 700 clowns, and those millions of spectators you mentioned, there are going to be thousands of police officers because this parade follows two recent mass shootings, Colorado, Virginia, and two recent attacks in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Highland Park, Illinois, on parade. So the NYPD says it has adjusted security to account for that. But the NYPD also says there are no specific threats. And the police commissioner said again this morning, come out. The city is safe, the parade is safe, and nothing will get in the way of this incredible spectacle. There's also no wind, so the giant character balloons are going to be able to soar at full height, giving all of us in this vertical city a new reason to look up. Whit?
Yeah, we'll take that good news, Aaron. Thanks so much. Janae?
All right, well, now to breaking news overnight about the mysterious death of Shanquilla Robinson, an American tourist in Mexico. Authorities there announcing an arrest warrant. Mona Kosar Abdi joins us with more on this development. Mona, good morning to you, but still so many questions.
Still so many unanswered questions. Janae, good morning. Mexican authorities are announcing a major development in the mysterious death of 25-year-old American tourist Shanquilla Robinson. Police issued their first arrest warrant Wednesday, charging an acquaintance of Robinson's with femicide, a form of gender-based violence. At this time, local officials have not named that person, but they have identified them as a direct aggressor against the Charlotte native. We also know that they have already initiated requests to the United States for extradition. In a now viral video that is too graphic to show, one of Robinson's acquaintances is seen physically attacking her inside the room of that luxury resort in Cabo where they were vacationing last month. And this week, ABC News obtained a bombshell police report that states Robinson may have been getting medical attention in that room for 3 hours before her death. Her autopsy revealing she died of a spinal cord injury and a broken neck, contradicting her roommate's claims that she fell ill due to alcohol poisoning. As the FBI now conducts their own investigation, Robinson's family is expressing relief that their calls for accountability may finally be answered. Janae?
Yeah, I know. Our ABC News broke that to her mom last night. She said it feels good. Mona, thank you for that update. Still coming up here on GMA, our morning menu, Becky Worley is in our Super Saver Command Center monitoring the latest bargains, dropping now all her big finds coming up.
And we are keeping those savings coming. Tori Johnson here with Thanksgiving deals and steals, all from small businesses.
And our three chefs are saving the day with Thanksgiving 911. And they're sharing recipes that you can still whip up in time for dinner. Plus, we are at the big Thanksgiving Day parades in New York and Philadelphia. We'll be right back. That turkey looks like it's watching us.
Very closely. Yes.
Welcome back to GMA on this Thanksgiving morning. Tomorrow on GMA, Atlanta star Brian Tyree Henry tells us about his new movie with Jennifer Lawrence. I know you are very excited about it.
I am. I love Atlanta and Paperboy. That's going to be really cool. All right, well, now to our GMA cover story. And those blockbuster Black Friday sales already underway. Our consumer correspondent, Becky Worley, joined us now from the Super Saver Command Center. And Becky, even though the deal started earlier, you say it is go time for gifts right now.
Oh, Janae, you're so right. Today through Monday, we'll offer the biggest discounts on the holiday season. So if you have a gift you need to purchase, now is your best opportunity to save. So let's just start with an example, the Ninja Blender System. So this is more than a blender. It's also a food processor. It's got that smoothie cup blender thing. It's $99 at Macy's. That's a savings of $60. I love that little cup blender. I use it for salad dressings. It goes in the dishwashers. Yeah, this is a good gift, guys. Another deal, this portable speaker system from Sonos. So it works like a Bluetooth speaker, but if you already have the Sonos system in your house, it's $127. That's $32 off from Sonos.com. It works on your own when you're out and about, but tying that into your existing Sonos system, that's like a two-for-one deal, Jeanette.
That sounds good. I haven't figured out the Sonos system at home yet, Becky. Now, what about Apple products? We know that they're always a hot ticket item this time of year.
Okay, the most important thing I can tell you, don't look for a deal on Apple products at the Apple Store. They might have slight discounts, maybe bundles, but the best discounts are going to be at other retailers. So, for example, the iPad Mini is $399 at Target. That's $100 off. The Apple Watch 7, which I think has the best bang for the buck over the newest model, the 8. So the Apple Watch 7 is $309 at Target. That's $120 off. Final Apple deal, a four-pack of AirTags. These are Apple's tracking devices for your belongings. It's $79 at both Walmart and Amazon. That's a $20 discount.
Four AirTags to keep track of everything, and Whit and Eva too. Okay, and Becky, you've been telling us that toys are one of the most discounted items so far this year. What's the strategy? Where are the deals?
Okay, strategy. Must-have toys are probably discounted right now, and you should feel confident buying. But if you want to wait until right before Christmas and roll the dice to see what toys are even more seriously discounted, that's a smart gamble, too. So, okay, let's talk about deals that are live now. Many of the Nintendo Switch games are on sale. Walmart has Legend of Zelda for $29. That's $30 off. Action figures. So 20% off at Macy's, like this Black Panther figure. It's $8. That's $3 off. Plus, you get a free deck of Uno cards. Uno. And speaking of board games, they are really discounted right now at Target, up to 50% off. So you may not have heard of the game Herd Mentality. It's a great group party game. It's $10 at Target. That's $10 off. And Ticket to Ride is $27.50 at Kohl's. This is my family's favorite game. I still have never beaten my daughter. She's 14 years old. I think there's no hope for me, guys.
Great deals, Becky. Thank you so much, Whit.
She's got that ticket to ride. All right, now to our country's breathtaking Yellowstone National Park, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary and is fully open to the public again after devastating floods earlier this year. Take a look.
With 2.2 million acres of majestic landscape, geologic wonders, and wandering wildlife, Yellowstone National Park is one of our country's crown jewels.
Yellowstone is really one of the centerpieces of America's national park system, and visitors can get one of the best experiences of their life coming to Yellowstone and seeing what this park has to offer.
Nestled in the northwest corner of Wyoming, with borders in Idaho and Montana, Yellowstone is steeped in rich history. This year, celebrating its 150th anniversary as the nation's first national park. Known for its nearly 500 geysers, like the world-famous Old Faithful, and the heritage of its American Indian partners.
That's been a really big part of our 150th commemoration, partnering with American Indian tribes and having them back on the landscape here in Yellowstone and interacting directly with visitors.
But 2022 also brought hardship. In June, a devastating flood ripped through the northern part of the park after unprecedented rain.
It's a 1-in-500-year event.
The water knocking out power, washing away roads, and forcing the park to close its north entrance.
Because as you can see, it's a normal road, and then suddenly it's a 60-foot drop into the river.
Federal and local officials jumping into action, turning an old single-lane stagecoach path into this newly paved road, allowing the north entrance to reopen to visitors earlier this month. And this winter season, all roads lead to the Mammoth Hot Springs, one of the most active geological areas on Earth.
To have Yellowstone open again for people to come back to it is just going to be wonderful.
The Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel opening its doors to visitors now, hoping to offer overnight lodging again in the new year.
Go out and explore Yellowstone for the day, and then when the day's over, to come back and sit down with your family, kind of reminisce on your day's experiences, have a nice warm hot cocoa, you know, and just celebrate time with each other in just a wonderful, magical place that what Yellowstone is.
Part of that magic, the park's resiliency.
The park and the ecosystem is in excellent condition even after the flood. It was a devastating event, no question, but if there's a silver lining, it showed that when we come together, we can get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Absolutely. So great to see Yellowstone making a comeback. Now to Janice Yu of our station WABC with the latest from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Janice, good morning. What's going on out there?
Good morning, Whit. You can see a lot of energy here. This is the marching band from Mizzou. They are lined up, ready to get this parade kicked off. This is the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And of course, there's performers, there's floats, and of course, the balloons. And there will be some new balloons in the lineup this year, including Bluey, the lovable dog, Striker, that's a soccer star for the U.S. men's soccer team playing in the World Cup. The classics are back, of course, the Smurfs and SpongeBob SquarePants as well. I had a chance to watch the volunteers inflate some of the balloons yesterday, and let me tell you, it is no easy feat. A lot of teamwork and patience goes up to filling the larger-than-life balloons that we take for granted on days like this. And this is actually my first time watching this parade in person, so I am just as excited as the people who are lined up on the route to watch this. Now to Ginger, who's in Philadelphia for another Thanksgiving Day parade. Hi, Ginger.
Hey there, Janice. It's great to be with you. I'm so happy that you're excited, but there's no way you have as much energy as the Fanatic or Swoop here, because it's been a great year for Philadelphia sports-wise, that whole World Series deal, and then the best start to the season earlier. Should we celebrate a little bit, guys? Please, out of the way, because we got the ladies got some stuff to do over here. Okay, should we do it, Gabby?
Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! Yes, it feels so good. It's just great, the energy at any parade, but especially here in Philadelphia, this year in particular. And you know what? We got to honor some of the other cities out there. We have some Thanksgiving cities for you that include Turkey, Texas, with a couple of showers there, Mayflower, Arkansas. You know we found the cities. Ladies, thank you so much. Congratulations. And guys, hey! All right, it's a great morning here in Philadelphia for the biggest, well, the oldest in the nation.
Oh, there it goes. Now our fire truck is ready to put out fires for our annual Thanksgiving 911. You've been sending us your last minute Thanksgiving cooking questions, and we, of course, have some experts here. That is not Whit, Janae, and I. To give you some advice, the author of Eggin, Chef David Rose.
Yes.
Happy Chef and host.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Chef Jamika Pessoa.
Yep.
And Chef Lorraine Garcia, owner of Chica Restaurants. Okay, let's start with you, David.
Thank you.
First fire with Turkey Day question from Nancy on Twitter. She asked,
hey, Nancy.
How do I cut my cooking time in half making my turkey this morning? Because this is what takes up your whole day.
It really, really truly is. You cut that in half. 2 hours, believe it or not, right here. I love grilling. I love smoking. So what we're doing is spatchcocking it.
Ooh.
What spatchcock means is you're removing the back spine and you're pressing it till it's flat. It's going to give you that nice 360 GBD. That's golden brown delicious. So first things first, we're making our rub. You have salt, you have black pepper, a little bit of mustard seed,
ooh,
brown sugar because you're so sweet. Get out there, brown sugar. A little bit of paprika because I'm spicy. And garlic powder, onion powder, a little bit of cumin. And will you whisk that for me, please?
Oh, yes.
Like so.
Well, this brown sugar
break
is a little,
that out. It's a little dry, but you know, it's all good.
This isn't my best mixing.
There we go. Then we spice bay it up. We spice bay it up all over. After you dry that skin, you want the spices to adhere.
Skin dry first.
Yes, you want to pat that, get that nice and dry, because we like crispy turkey skin.
Yes, yes.
You know? Great time to impart flavor. We have some wood chips. You could use mesquite, apple, cherry. It has nice flavor. We're doing that 350 indirect heat, low and slow, getting it crispy, crispy. When it's done, 2 hours, the most flavorful, juicy, smoky turkey. And you be the judge.
Yeah, yeah, that's right here.
Look at that.
Nice.
Mmm.
Yummy.
There we go.
There we go.
And it's cold and it's still good.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. All right. Next up here, Jamika hopping on the fire truck. And we have a question here, a video question from Sandy about the Thanksgiving staple mashed potatoes. Take a look.
I would like to spruce up my regular buttered potatoes this year. What can I do?
All right. That's your cue.
What can she do? Okay, these mashed potatoes people are going to be talking about for years to come because I'm making spinach Alfredo mashed potatoes. Yes, indeed. All right, so I have some butter and garlic, and you just cook it until it's fragrant. This is the easiest Alfredo sauce you could ever make in your life. Will you stir for me, please?
Yeah.
We've got milk going in. We've got cream cheese going in. Oh, we love the cream cheese. Yeah. Yes. You'll let that melt, and just take your time with it. You're also going to add in Parmesan cheese, seasoned up with a little salt and pepper, and that bag of spinach you have in your freezer. Defrost it, squeeze that moisture out, and you're going to mix that into your sauce. Here it is. We have mashed potatoes right here, plain russet potatoes. Once your sauce comes together, look how luxurious that sauce is. Stir
luxurious.
It all.
I love
luxurious.
It.
Put it in a casserole dish, top it off with a little more Parmesan cheese, and change your life and your mashed potatoes.
I can tell you, this is phenomenal.
Yes.
And we're not counting calories with this one.
Calories don't count.
Yeah,
not
matter.
At all.
Yep.
Not at all.
All right. Okay, so Lorena, we've your turn on the fire truck. We've got a 911 question from Brittany on Twitter, who wrote, "I'm a good cook, but not super experienced." Brittany, I'm with you, girl. And baking desserts and need a recipe that will become a family tradition.
Super simple. Make your favorite sponge cake. I cream a little bit of sugar with butter. Then I have my eggs, my sifted flour with baking powder. You have this beautiful spongy mixture that you're gonna put in your baking dish, and then you're gonna bake it at 350 degrees for about, we'll say 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then once you have your cake, what you're gonna do, you're gonna poke it with a stick, and then you're gonna mix regular milk with condensed milk and evaporate it, and you're gonna bathe your cake. You're gonna let it soak for at least 2 hours.
A little fluffy.
So you see, it's super delicious and humid, and it's just a perfect bite. A little bit of whipped cream right on top, right? And you see how nicely soaked it is. And then after you add your beautiful whipped cream, you're gonna add a little bit of pineapples diced with vanilla.
Eddie's losing his mind over here.
My God.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a really delicious. Do you like it?
I do. I love it.
This is
delicious.
What it is. Thank you.
Hey, wait, you guys have more over there.
We're still eating.
No, I'm still eating. Yeah, so forgive me. I thought Eva was getting into this, but sides. We're talking about side dishes. Kate on Facebook has a fire truck worthy question about sides. I love fall salads, and I'm always looking for new ideas. Can you help?
Absolutely, I can help. You don't have to break the calorie bank here. Here's a nutritious salad, and it tastes good. Roasted sweet potatoes. I've got walnuts. You can do dried cherries, dried cranberries. This is a citrus maple dressing.
Okay.
Maple syrup, orange zest, orange juice. I've got some fresh greens. You can do part of spinach or arugula, some diced apple. This is a great salad for vegetarians. I top it off with a little bit of feta cheese or goat cheese. Toss that together, and that is the most beautiful salad. And
I've already, my mouth's full.
That's a happy place.
I wasn't waiting for the segment. I just go right in.
Thank you so much. All these recipes, head to goodmorningamerica.com, and our chefs will be back to answer more of your questions in the next half hour. Plus, Tori's here with Deals and Steals.
Yeah.
Stay with us, guys.
You know the sound, by the way, I love, Jamaica just pointed out, Janae has perfected the sneak eat. And nobody's looking to it's a sneak attack on the food. Exactly, that's right. Somebody had to call it out. It is our Thanksgiving Day tradition here at GMA. It is Thanksgiving 911. And our team of experts, celebrity chef David Rose, chef and host Jamaica Pessoa, and owner of Chica's Restaurant, Chef Lorena Garcia, all ready to answer your questions. All right, we've been going around the horn. Let's get right into David here. We are back at the chef's headquarters at the fire station. There's a unique video question here from Rick and Mary. Let's take a look.
Hi, David.
We're hosting Thanksgiving this year, and we're thinking about switching things up. Instead of turkey, we're going to have chicken. Do you have any ideas?
Okay. Well.
Do I have ideas?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go. All right, so first things first, chicken is great. It's flavorful. We want to go ahead and salt that. Salt and pepper on the outside.
Yeah.
Again, you want to dry that skin. We want crispy skin. Salt, pepper. Also one of my favorite R&B/rap groups. Making a quick little oil on there, salt, pepper, rosemary, garlic,
Go ahead and dump that oil in there as well, please. Yes, lemon juice, lemon zest, because acid works really, really well. Cuts through the fat. Whisk, whisk, whisk that all together.
Ooh, it smells nice.
And then we just drip that. Just drip all that glorious oil all over there. Get it nice and rubbed in. Let that hang out for a while and then put it in the oven. Yeah. A great marinade for your chicken, a great turkey alternative. Now sauce. You gotta have a sauce. You got your gravies, but what about cranberries? None of that canned stuff, but I like canned stuff too. But if you wanna make something fresh, we're doing a Grand Marnier cranberry glaze. So in here, right?
Not your grandma. Bougie and fancy.
Yeah, boozy and fancy. So it's great for kids because you cook the alcohol out, but you keep that flavor. So in here we have Grand Marnier. We add sugar. Go ahead, stir it up. We add cranberries, a little bit of orange juice, and a little bit of orange zest, because why not? We got it, so use it. And it's bright, it's fresh, it's boozy. You bring that to a boil, bring it down to a simmer, and what you have right here is glorious, it's fresh, it's boozy, it's tasty, and we made it from scratch.
Yeah.
Yes.
It
is
super
fancy.
And it's fun to watch the cranberries pop.
And then garnish it. It's various fun. And you need to garnish it with a little bit of orange zest, and there you have it. Delicious chicken and cranberry sauce for your table.
And if you eat it, you get biceps like David.
Yes, true story. Yeah. That is the secret.
Yeah. Lorraine, it's time for you. We have a question from John on Instagram wondering, what's the best way to bake a pumpkin pie?
I think that the best way to bake a pumpkin pie is not baking it at all. Oh. We're gonna save some time. We're gonna actually make it super easy for you guys, and I have a little twist into it. So I have cream cheese softened, okay, room temperature, and I'm gonna add my pumpkin, which actually you were giving me a great idea. It can be sweet potato as well, right? So we're gonna add this, and you know, I like to use the ingredients that are already pre-made. You can buy actually a little bit of whipped cream. We're gonna add it in it as well. So
you're gonna
start mixing.
I'm telling you, it's like when the camera's off, Janae goes to work.
So here's where the secret is. I have a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of allspice, and a little bit of tahini. This is gonna give it a little bit of spice. I love it. You're gonna mix all of that, and then you're gonna grab, of course, a pre-made pie crust, whichever you like most, and you're gonna pour it right on top. The most important part. And look at her. You already ate it.
Okay, you guys.
Look at this. You're gonna refrigerate it for at least 2 hours, and make sure that you build it up. You're gonna put a little bit more crackers on top, and look at that. Look at that beautiful cream cheese.
It's dangerous.
No need to bake. You can save your space in the oven, and you have a beautiful dessert.
So good. I'm just over here minding my own business.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But now it's my turn. All right, so Jamaica, you are suiting up, and we've got a side dish request from Tahina on Instagram, who wants to know your best cornbread, please.
Yeah. All right, I've got you covered, Tahina. All right, so I am doing a pumpkin cornbread with a cranberry honey butter, okay? You'll start with your dry ingredients. I've got flour, I've got cornmeal, we've got some sugar going in, baking powder, and salt. You do all your dry ingredients first, make sure they're nicely mixed together, and then your wet ingredients. I've got milk, I've got eggs, a little oil and butter, canned pureed pumpkin is the secret. If your cornbread keeps coming out dry, stop with that recipe and do mine, because this pumpkin adds moisture, a beautiful color to
like
it,
that.
And keeps it just a little savory, not too sweet, but you're gonna notice a world of difference. Mix the two together, and then you'll come up with this beautiful, look at that color, like it matches your tie.
Right?
Look at that,
exactly.
It is perfection.
Yeah.
You're gonna put it into a greased baking dish, and then, I want you to take a piece of that, because you have to taste this for me.
No, I mean, this is unbelievable.
The cranberry honey butter is made with canned cranberry sauce.
Yep.
Whole canned cranberries, a little honey, orange zest. The two of them paired together is sweet and savory, and is that not a love? Ooh,
perfect.
Look at that face. Yeah. That is what I'm talking about right there.
It's all the things Thanksgiving. It's
perfection.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, let's talk about desserts here. We're going to go to Lorena, and we have a question from Lauren on Facebook.
Yes.
Says, I have all these hazelnuts and walnuts left over. Any suggestions for what I can do with those?
Absolutely. You can toast them, and then what I will do is you can put it on top of cookies, you can put it on top of fruits, and actually use them to give it a crunch, to give it another la- layer of flavor to any of your dessert. Actually, right here, you can put a little bit of nuts, those hazelnuts that are toasted, even peanuts, and it will look and taste delicious. Plus, you want that crunch. You want another level of texture to your desserts.
I'm here for all of it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. For all these recipes and more, you can go to goodmorningamerica.com. And coming up here, while we finish the food that is in our mouth. We're also thankful for Tori Johnson. She's here with great deals and steals from small businesses. Stay with us.
Back now with Deals and Steals, giving thanks to small businesses on this Thanksgiving Day. Tori Johnson is here with some great products, and you can check them out by pointing your cell phone camera at that QR code right there on your screen. We're starting here. This is really pretty amazing, this rug.
It is. This is Gel Pro, and there's a couple of amazing things about it. First, obviously, beautiful patterns. We have a big assortment. Also, comfort anywhere in your home. But then their real magic is on the bottom, and it's these built-in jelly grippers, both in the corner as well as throughout, that helps to keep it in place. And so they've named this the Never Move collection because it really never moves. And that's ultimately what you want when you're putting an area rug down. So we've got sets that are great for kitchen, living room. There's a gigantic one for a living space. Lots of options that you will find online, all 50% off today, starting at $50.
The last thing you want is the rug slipping out from underneath.
That's right. Okay.
This is amazing.
This is amazing. So this is gear, and there's two different collections that we have here. We've got their silicone lids, which can turn any just basic bowl that you have, whether it's a teeny one like this or a much larger one, into a storage container by just putting this suction lid right on top. So instead of using any kind of plastic or disposable wrap, you'll use this reusable option instead. We also have their utensils, which are great. First, it's a fabulous pop of color in the kitchen. That is the spoonula, and that is a combination of spoon and spatula in one. And we were both talking about how rigid it is so that you could scrape with it or scoop with it. It's all silicone. I also love this particular ladle. It has measuring marks that are built right in here. That's so smart. Sal and our crew is saying he uses it in his kitchen all the time. These are dishwasher safe, very easy to clean because of it's one piece of silicone. There are no seams in this. This is a really great product for you or as a gift for anyone who loves to cook. With our deal, they start at $8.
That's amazing. I've been smelling these cookies. They're warmed up.
Yes. So they were popped in the microwave, which helps to have that fabulous scent. This is Dirty Cookie. It was started by a mom who wanted to create some fun for her kids. So they're shot glasses, little shot glasses that are lined with chocolate. So you can see we've got a little milk in there, so you can have a little cheers there. You could put anything that you want in it. You can even use a little mousse or an ice cream. So they're fun. We've got all these kits so that kids can kind of do their own, which is pretty fun. And then also these, the stuffed cookies. That's what smells so good. So they're stuffed with Nutella, cream cheese, cookie butter. Goodness. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong with this company. The sets that they've put together are all 50% off. They start at $25.
Yeah, they smell so
this
good.
This is a fun one, too. It's just on Shark
you
Tank.
You can stick this for Santa on Christmas, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've got Christmas, Hanukkah.
Santa would like
all
that.
Kinds of ones. There you go. Michelle Design Works. I love this company because this is all easy decor that's just instant holiday. So you're already going to be using hand soap, but this is a fun upgrade along with the little towels. We've got dishware, serviceware from them. Candles, lots of ways. Brad and our crew said that plaid is his jam for the holidays. Oh, yeah. So there's just a delightful assortment here. And these are also great to have on hand if you need that last second hostess gift and you walk in, you look so prepared. Our deal starts at $5.
Oh, wonderful. And these are great because, you know, when you need a hair tie,
you need it.
You never have it.
So what's great about these too is that they're bracelet or hair tie, you decide. They double as both. By Lila, these are by far my favorite, personal favorite hair ties because I also love gifting them. They come really nicely on these pretty cards with sort of a styled for you stack, so you always have one handy. We also have their new kids collection. It's great. These are really fun for tweens, but honestly, all ages love these. A really great deal on these. They start at 50% off, $15. It's a fun one. All ages love those.
And this I've been eyeing since it was rolled out this morning.
How soft is this? Softies has its name for a reason. You guys know that. This is their brand new shack. It We hear a lot about the shacket. And what's great about this is you can wear it opened like this as a jacket, button it up to wear it as a shirt. Tori, my producer, or the Tori team, she was saying it's like wearing a robe all day long, but you have sophisticated look of a shirt or jacket. Four different colors. This is also, it fits easily, so it's really great for gifting. Janae is someone who loves this super softness, so maybe this will be on our list for her. From Softies today, 50% off, they're $54.
Oh my gosh. And we have partnered with all these companies on these amazing deals. You can shop all of them. Plus, Tori's biggest holiday deals and steals gift guide ever on GoodMorningAmerica.com. Scan that QR code right there on your screen, and you can still shop more than 40 brands from GMA3's Power Hour. You've been a very busy lady. Tori is back again tomorrow with amazing Black Friday deals. We love the deals.
Good. Well, I love you.
Now let's send it over to Ginger at the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade. Hey, Ginger.
Hey there. The parade just stepped off the 103rd Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I'm with the Mummers. And these guys, many of them have been doing the Mummers Parade, which is New Year's Day, for decades, right? You said 31 years?
Yep.
31 years, and they are dressed elaborately. I'll let you take a look at these outfits that take months, years, and then they just go on in time. It's this beautiful history, and you've got to look into all of it. But this is just one of the bright and colorful parts of the Philadelphia Parade you're going to see if you watch it on Hulu, because anybody across the nation can stream the Philadelphia Parade if you want to check out something different. So do that. You all ready to parade? You ready to march?
Yeah.
You ready to dance? Good. All right, let's do it.
Welcome back. Our experts are saving the day in our Thanksgiving 911 firehouse headquarters. So before we go, they've got some last minute hacks for all of the chefs out there in the kitchen cooking right now. Okay, David, they took away all the plates, so we're not eating for this one. But
can't
what are your best kitchen tricks for today?
All right, so you know, Thanksgiving is a special day. Why not spice it up, spice up your gravy? Mm-hmm. So instead of black pepper, we're adding green and red peppercorns. Add that into your gravy. Delicious. Ooh. Now, you want to add extra flavor, get rid of some of those veggies and aromatics. We got fruit, orange, apple, herbs, and in Eva's words, shove them into the turkey. Like so, and it'll add great flavor to your turkey.
Shove
with grace.
Shove those in the bird?
Yeah. I was an honest question, y'all. Okay, what about if you make mistakes on the fly?
All right, so sometimes if you oversalt your food, don't worry about it, it's okay. Add a little acid, a little lemon juice, ooh, a little splash of vinegar, maybe even white wine. That will counterbalance that salt. Give it a stir and a taste and make sure it's all right, but it should be okay.
Yeah.
The little acid will take care of it.
This is a lot of people make, including
me. Yeah, this is what Whit made earlier. This is his casserole. Yeah, and he completely burned the top. Yeah. But don't worry about it. If you leave it under the broiler a little too long, it's just like burnt toast. We're going to get to scraping, okay? So you'll take an offset spatula, lift off that burnt top right there, and then I want you to take some seasoned breadcrumbs. You can even add a little cheese to it, too. You're going to sprinkle it over to fill in those gaps. It's like a toupee for a casserole. They'll never know what's under there. Cover it all up.
And we mentioned
it.
Exactly.
Never happened.
All right, let's come over to this side of the table. Lorena, last tips on dessert.
Absolutely. You can have your pre-made desserts. You can always add a little bit of crunch with your nuts, with your cookies, a little bit of caramel sauce, and kind of zazz it up. And one of the things that
I... caramel.
Yeah, right, a little bit more. Take a little bit of cocoa powder and, you know, fall leaf, and you just decorate your plate. Just put a little bit of the cocoa powder, and then if you lift it, boom.
Ooh, I like that.
And then you can have your dessert with a beautiful, you know, look
like
into
guys,
it.
Like I said, keep the caramel coming.
I'm going to keep it
coming. That's right.
A little bit of cracker, a little bit of crunch.
Lorena.
So you have a delicious dessert, pre-made, but you just give it a little bit of personality for Thanksgiving.
I love it.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. And David, tell Whit, no raisins in the potato salad.
Oh.
No, I'm totally
kidding.
We'll be right back.
No. Caught me on guard at that one.
I will not be coming. Big thank you to Ginger and Janice out at the parades today. And we really learned a lot in our kitchen here, right?
We did, so thanks.
Eating all sorts of things.
No raisins in the potato salad.
Thanks to our Thanksgiving 911 chefs, Jamika, David, and Lorena. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you guys.
Yes,
and we appreciate all the tips because I have a feeling a lot of us will be using them later.
Question about that.
We hope you guys all have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
A few more seconds for some sneak eating.
exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make The View, The View.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The View's Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.